the State Lake Theater. 26 degrees in Chicago at 10:45. Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents the Howard Miller Show. And now, here with Music on Records is Howard Miller.
Thank you very much, Joe Foss. Hi, everyone. What is this, Valentine's Day? Well, I sincerely hope that you'll be mine and that we'll all belong to each other for the next quarter hour, because we've got some swell music for you. We're going to interview a fine young gentleman of song, a young boy by the name of Tommy Sands, who, while formerly a member of the Chicago set, is now a Texan, and I think in that early youth, his traveling down there has probably blessed them with a nice Texan accent. So you'll meet Tommy. Tommy, it's well having you here.
Thank you.
And you'll also hear Tommy's new record, which he introduced on the CBS network not too long ago. Let's begin, however, by listening to Mr. Perry Como and a fine new victor that he has called Round and Round.
Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love will hold you round, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the oval moon going round and round in two, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say, find the ring,
find the ring,
and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong the two hearts are bound, put it on the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find a wheel and it goes round, round, round as it skims along with a happy sound as it goes along the ground, ground, ground till it leads you to the one you love. Then your love, you hold around, round, round in your heart's a song with a brand new sound and your head go spinning round, 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 'cause you found what you've been dreaming of. In the night you see the over moon going round and round in two, and the ball of sun in the day makes a girl and boy wanna say, find the ring,
find the ring,
and put it round, 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 and with ties so strong your two hearts are bound, put it on the one you found, 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 for you know that this is really love. Find the ring, put it on, for you know that this is really love, really love, really love.
Perry Como, one of the real fine gentlemen of this business of ours, of phonograph records, and that's his newest Victor recording, a fine thing called Round and Round. The cute device that he used there of sneaking in the various sounds of the multiple voice group behind him and the full instrumentation or orchestration makes it a really creative record and a delightful, tasty sound. We hope that you've enjoyed the music of Mr. Perry Como many times before, and I know that you will for many years yet, because he'll always remain popular, as always, as he remains such a fine gentleman. Perry Como. Now, to you mothers, let me speak just sort of softly and quietly to all of you across these broad 48 states of ours and up in Canada. Today is Valentine's Day, as well you know. This is the day that the patron saint, St. Valentine, found himself languishing in jail and sending sweet little billy-doos to his girlfriend who was out of the prison misery. As a result, it sort of started a trend in this world of celebrating every Valentine's birthday by having a little Billy Doos go through the mail to the ones that we love best. And it also is the occasion for a great many parties. Now, if there's going to be a party at your household today for all the little Moppets in the neighborhood, for your own children, let me make a suggestion that really will sort of ease up your problem of refreshment for them. At each one of their swell little plates that you've decorated, you have a package of Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You can do it and know that you're serving your youngsters the finest, because Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum is good for them. It keeps their little teeth clean and attractive, exercises their gums as they should be exercised. And, of course, for the adults, too, it's good because it aids digestion. So why don't you plan as one of the special favors for all the kids in your neighborhood for Valentine's Day, refreshing, wholesome, and delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. It's good for them. They'll like it. Well, let's meet our guest today, Tommy Sands. Tommy, as we told you, is now a Texan, but we've got to say, Tommy, welcome back home, because you are a Chicagoan.
That's right, yes, sir.
Where did you happen to start the singing? Was it here in this town, or was it not until you went down to Texas?
Well, no, it wasn't. It was in Louisiana, as a matter of fact. I was about 8 years old, and we lived on a farm down there.
Huh?
And I used to get up about 5 o'clock and start milking the cows, you know? And there was this guy with this guitar, and he was strumming every morning about 5 o'clock on a local radio station. And it was so lonely there, and this guy sort of represented happiness and a lot of people to me. And so this is what I made up my mind that I wanted to do, play a guitar.
Rather than milk the cows.
Yeah.
I thought that's what you were going to say when you started the sentence, that there was that fellow strumming a guitar. I thought you were going to end up saying it's one of the cows from down Louisiana. I mean,
no.
They did it too. Practically everyone plays a guitar in Louisiana and down southwest, don't they?
They certainly do, yeah. It's a very popular instrument, you know. You get together at parties and things, and whereas up in the north you play the piano, down there you play a guitar.
Well, why is this? Is it because they don't sell pianos down south?
No, I think they do, but I'm sure that they're heard by the guitar market. I guess it's because music down there is everything is so slow, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know, pop music, at least when I lived there, it didn't seem to catch on like the country music and the square dances and the
yes.
things like that.
And the guitar lends itself better to the country and western.
Yeah,
and
fiddling
music.
A guitar and a bass and a square
yes.
dance and you're okay.
I have frequently thought too, Tommy, that it might be because a great many teenage parties are held on the outside, down in where the weather is nice all year
That's
round.
That's right.
And you can carry a piano out to the backyard, but a guitar you can, of course.
I never thought about that, but it's true, yeah.
I didn't either until just a couple of seconds ago. But I think probably that's part of the reason. It's the same as out in California and other regions. They have a lot of their meals out in the patio.
Sure.
Up here, we couldn't do it unless we ate in galoshes, you know, because of weather. But out other places, you can. Well, now, tell me, you've just had a wonderful thing happen to you, this great show that you did on Kraft Theater for television. Now, this gave you a start as a dramatic actor, but, of course, you were also a singer in the show. Which of these two tacks or two bents do you think you'd like to take in show business?
Well, Mr. Miller, I'll tell you, it matters not a bit to me. I love to entertain, and this might sound a little bit mushy, you know, you hear this from a lot of people, but it's very true, and I'm sure that everybody that says it means it. I do. I want to entertain, and I want to become a good entertainer, whether it might partake in acting, dancing, singing, whatever I can do. I want to learn and keep learning and eventually become adapt and
in other words, yeah. You like all forms of the art.
That's right.
Actually, your daddy's a good entertainer, and you're sort of aspiring to his success.
That's
isn't?
My pa. He sure is.
And he's still working actively in show business, isn't he?
Yes, sir. He's a pianist.
Well, now, tell me, how was it that you actually got your start? Now, here we find you down in Louisiana, and you're inspired or under the influence of an early morning hillbilly singer, and you decide you're going to take up guitar. Well, now, there's a big transitional jump there between your desire and your accomplishment. Well, who was it that discovered you or found you?
Well, to make a long story short, I guess the... Did I say a long story short?
Something like short. That, but I know exactly what you mean.
Well, anyway, to cut off everything and just get down to, I guess, my first big break, about 3 years ago I was singing in Houston, Texas, in a little western nightclub there, and Colonel Tom Parker was managing Eddie Arnold at the time, and he brought him down there for the Houston Fat Stock Show, and he came in and saw me and signed me up. Well, I guess I wasn't ready because nothing much happened, and so this September we broke off. But we remained very good friends, and I think he's the greatest.
Colonel Parker?
Just the greatest. So about 3 weeks ago, he called me up, and he said, Tommy, you know how he talks.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Kraft Television Theater wants Elvis for a part, and he's got to do a picture before he goes in the Army. So if you think you can do it, I'll put you up for it. And I said, I'll sure try. So he did, and they sent me there for an audition. And, gee, I was real lucky, and
well,
I got it.
Oh, that's wonderful, Tommy. Well, you're deserving. That's why you got it. Well, now... Is Colonel Parker again your manager as a result of this?
No, he is not, because, of course, he's got a wonderful artist in Elvis Presley, and I'm sure all he can handle. He isn't. I wish he was, but...
Well, he certainly knows where the next meal is coming from.
Yes, sir.
He's an artist, doesn't he? You liken yourself to that type of music? Would you like to stick to that idiom where you strum a guitar and sing with, shall we say, a little less than a clear diction?
No, I don't, Mr. Miller. I love rock and roll because I feel it, you know?
Yes.
The message gets across to me. I really, it's music with a beat. But I love ballads, and basically I want to become a ballad singer. Like, for the past year, I've been singing nothing but ballads, and it just so happened that this thing came up, and so my first record was a rock and roll record. But I do... Yeah, maybe next time want to come out with a pretty ballad.
Yes. Well, of course, you're signed to Capitol, and that's one of the great record companies in our country, and this is a great break for you. You've just made your first record, and it was a record that actually the Kraft Theater allowed you to introduce on that show, wasn't it?
That's right.
And you did both sides. But they didn't play the record. You did those live, didn't you?
Yes, so we did them live.
I thought maybe a lip sync when I was watching the show. Which do you think is going to be the side that should be plugged, Tommy? Is it the Teenage Crush?
Mr. Miller, I really don't know. I sort of right now lean to Hep to Hootie from All Reaction.
You do.
But we just don't know, really.
Well, I feel that what the artist thinks is probably the more important, even far more important than the disc jockey, certainly, and far more important even than his own record company. And if you think it's the Hep to Hootie side, well, I think maybe that's the side we ought to give a plug to across the nation.
Well, wonderful.
You know, you've probably got a lot of friends down in... Texas and down Louisiana and certainly out in the West Coast, which now you call home. And I'm sure that they're going to be very thrilled hearing the sound of your voice and hearing the introduction of this record on the network again. So let's listen to it. Here's Tommy Sands with his new Capitol record, introduced on this network, of course, and called Hep to Hootie.
Hep to Hootie. Honey, love you better than a fool loves money. Cause cutie woody, you're a hot rooty with me. Well, oh, well, oh, cutie woody girl, you're so good looking. Cutie woody girl, you sure is cooking. Say, cutie woody, you're a hot rooty with me. You're the finest creature that mice have ever seen. Please stay where my arms can reach ya, darling. Do you dig, dig, dig what I mean? Oh, well, oh, cutie woody, you're a sweet buyer. It's my duty just to satisfy ya, cause cutie woody, you're a rooty with me. Have ever seen. Please stay where my arms can reach ya, darling. Do you dig, dig, dig what I mean? Oh, well, oh, cutie woody, you're a sweet fire. It's my duty just to satisfy ya, cause cutie woody, you're a rooty with me.
With me, with me, with me.
Cause cutie woody, you're a rooty with me. With me. With me.
Tommy Sands with a built-in beat in his voice and a very cute little record that he's made for the Capitol people called Hep to Hootie, a record that shows real signs now of prominence in the record marts across the country and will probably be a bestseller. Tommy, we certainly want to thank you for your appearance here. It's just delightful talking to you. You're a fine young gentleman. I want to wish you the very best.
Thank you, Mr. Miller. Thank you very much.
And, of course, to all the rest of you, we'll be seeing you tomorrow at the same time for Wrigley's Spearmint Chewing Gum. Now, remember, for the Valentine's Day party today or tonight, Mother, how about having that Wrigley's Spearmint? It's good for the kids. They'll like it. And I bet you a buck that Papa will sort of dig in and enjoy himself, too, munching on the goodness of Wrigley's Spearmint. Wholesome, delicious, refreshing. You try Wrigley's Spearmint, and I hope that you want to try us about the same time tomorrow on your favorite CBS dial setting. Until then, thanks very much. And once again, here's the star of our show, Mr. Joe Foss. Joseph?
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Be sure to join Howard tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Robin Hood.
I want to thank you too, Joe.
Thank you, Tommy. This is the CBS Radio Network. This is the WBBM Air Theater, Wrigley Building, Chicago.
WBBM FM, Chicago.
With...